the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. It was warm and balmy in early June in Idaho, but half a world away, one Idaho reporter was freezing cold on the side of an African mountain, Mount Kilimanjaro, to be exact. Clark Corbin with the Idaho Capital Sun has a habit of trekking to some very unique locations when he goes on vacation. Last year, he told us about his trip into the wilds of Yellowstone National Park. This spring, he decided to climb up to the top of one of the world's tallest mountains. And Clark is back to tell us about his trip and about why he felt the call to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Welcome back, Clark.
Yeah. Hey, Sam. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Why Kilimanjaro? Why did you want to go?
It's something I had wanted to do for years. And like you said, this is something that I really enjoy doing, hiking and backpacking and backcountry skiing and things like that. So I've been interested in Kilimanjaro for years. It's one of the seven summits, which means it's the highest mountain on a continent, in this case, Africa. It's located in Tanzania, and it's the highest mountain in Africa. So it's one of the seven summits, and it's probably the most accessible of the seven summits. And so that means that you're able to climb Kilimanjaro without a rope and a harness and without specialized technical climbing techniques and equipment and gear. And yeah, it's less hazardous than, say, like Mount Everest, which is the most famous of the seven summits and the highest mountain in the world. I've been to the Everest base camp, but no higher than that. But yeah, so I'd been fascinated with Kilimanjaro. I'd read some of Ernest Hemingway's short stories set in Africa, set on Mount Kilimanjaro. And yeah, ever since I got interested in hiking and backpacking and traveling and climbing, I'd really been focused on Kilimanjaro because I thought it was one of the seven summits which I could actually do and pull off. And so that was sort of where the interest came from. And I just had the time of my life out there. And I was fortunate that the Idaho Capital Sun let me write about my experience. It wasn't a work assignment. It was a personal vacation, and they let me write about it and share my trip and talk about the climb and the safari. And that was a really cool way to sort of memorialize the trip, to have another extra little souvenir, something that I can always have to remember the trip by, also sort of share it with other folks. And so that was something that was really, really cool about it.
Well, take us to the base of the mountain. You're standing there, you're looking up. What do you see? What would we see?
Yeah, so a lot of times, and I wrote about it a couple weeks ago at the Capital Sun, Idaho Capital Sun. It's called Chasing First Light on Mount Kilimanjaro. But a lot of times I didn't see anything because we were socked in with storms. It was a 7-day climb from the time that I started climbing uphill to the time that I was all the way finished and down again. It was 7 days. And on the way up, until the last day or two, really, everything was covered in clouds and storms. And so we were rained on, and it was cold on Kilimanjaro. And that was different than a lot of experiences that people have. But then finally, after hiking, trudging through the rain for 3 days and enduring cold and waking up with a frozen tent, finally, on the second to last day, we were able to see the top of the mountain. And it's incredible. It's the mountain is 19,341 feet tall. And so to put that in perspective, the highest mountain in Idaho is like 12,600 feet. So it's quite a bit higher than the highest mountain in Idaho, even though Idaho is obviously a very mountainous state. But Kilimanjaro still has the famous snowfield and the famous glacier, even though it's shrinking. I think a lot of folks maybe have seen pictures of the mountain covered in snow at the top. And there's less snow now than there has been. The glacier has receded, but there's still snow up there. And so that was cool. That was pretty inspiring when we first had the weather clear out and we were able to get our first clear views of the mountain. And even though we had already been hiking for 5 days, it was still, you know, 6,000 feet above me to go to the summit. So there was still so much more to do, but the size and the scale of the mountain were super impressive. And it's a standalone mountain. It's a freestanding mountain, rather. It's not part of a range where there's other mountains right beside it and bordering it. And so just the size of it was so impressive and so beautiful. And yeah, after the fact that we'd been going up for 5 days, finally saw the summit, and it was still so much bigger. It was incredible, to be honest with you. But a lot of it we didn't see until we were really on it and really, you know, more than two thirds of the way up.
Well, it sounds like it was definitely a challenge for you, and it sounds like it was a lot of fun. So was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely worth it, and I hope to go back again. I traveled. A friend of mine, I grew up in Kansas City, and a friend of mine has a small adventure travel company that he runs, and I did this trip with him, and there were 23 of us on the trip that started the climb of Kilimanjaro. I think 16 or 17 people made it to the summit all the way at the end. The altitude was a big factor, and how you adjust to the altitude were probably the hardest parts about it. The climb itself was mostly a lot of hiking, but we climbed expedition style. So my friend hired local guides, local porters, local cooks. And so they helped us with carrying our gear and setting up camp every night, and making fresh food for us on the mountain. We would not have been able to do the climb and had success without dozens of local porters, guides, and cooks from Tanzania that we hired for the climb. And I enjoyed meeting them and talking with them and hanging out with them on the mountain. But it was an awesome experience. It was difficult, but I prepared for it and I was ready for it and really committed for it. I had actually booked the trip for 2020 and had to cancel in the early part of the pandemic. So it's something that not only had I been thinking about for years, but I'd actually been trying to book the trip and do the trip since 2020. So it was an amazing experience. I had so much fun. It was a great challenge, but I was able to do it and feel strong and safe and confident on the mountain. So it was incredibly rewarding. It was everything that I hoped for, and I hope to go back. And I absolutely love Tanzania. And the really cool thing about it was after spending 7 days on this grueling climb, pardon me, we finished up and we went on safari for 4 days in Serengeti National Park. And I got to be really close with lions and lion cubs and cheetahs, giraffes, elephants, hippopotamus. And so I just had the best time. Everything about the trip was incredibly worth it. I hope to go back. I'd never been to Africa before. I'd never been south of the equator. And so there were a lot of firsts for me on this trip, but I really enjoyed it and love being able to kind of share the experience and talk about the trip and hope that other people, it inspires other people to travel, whether it's Kilimanjaro or Africa or just a trip that they've always had on their minds. I hope that being able to share my experience gets other people thinking about where they would like to travel and the things that they would like to do with their time. But absolutely the hard work and the cost and all the travel, you know, it's a pain in the neck getting from Boise, Idaho to Arusha, Tanzania. I had to do a lot of connecting and a lot of overnight flights, but everything was worth it. And I had such a good time. And and I was nervous. You know, I wasn't sure, go to all this trouble. What if the weather got bad? What if my body didn't acclimate and I wasn't able to reach the summit? So I was a little anxious and a little unsure, especially as we were getting bad weather, like you alluded to, freezing on the side of the mountain and getting rained on for 3 days. Wasn't quite sure if it would all work out. But then the last 2 days, the weather cleared. It was absolutely beautiful. We did our summit climb. The last 4,000 feet, we started before midnight and climbed through the night uphill to the rim of the volcano, using only our headlight and the light from the moon to Wow. illuminate our path. And that was a really cool experience. And we did that so we were able to get up and get down and start descending the mountain in kind of a timely fashion. But it was a really powerful experience. And everything about it was worth it for sure.
Nice. Well, it's an inspiring story. We're going to put a link to it on our website. Everybody should check it out. There's also a great video of a close encounter with a cheetah. We've been speaking with reporter Clark Corbin with the Idaho Capital Sun about his climb to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. Clark, thanks so much for sharing.
Hey, always a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on, Sam.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.